Glad there's not a camera in the studio, Craig, because it looked like we were playing a game of Twister here this morning as you were reading the temperature and getting the intro music going, and we're sharing one microphone because the other two are occupied by our guests this morning, Marissa Wehner and Katie Bevan from the Lorain County General Health District. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, before we get educated, Craig, I've learned something new. I was given the coffee, and in there was a sweetener, which included monk fruit. Craig, did you know monk fruit is a small Asian fruit that they use to as a sweetener? So that's what I have contained in here as well. Did
you? Where can you get this?
What do you mean, where could you get that?
Well, it's in your coffee?
Yeah.
It's in a little packet.
It's in a little package of a sweetener as well, because, you know, opposite than sugar. Different ways of getting sweeteners in here as well. It's a monk fruit. You ever hear of a monk fruit before today? I tell you, it's Thursday learning for us here. But let's get to some of the things. You know, you have one thing in here about people and what you eat. So if I hang around with her, Katie, a lot, I'd learn about different types of food because I'd see what you have for lunch and I'd think, oh, that might be interesting. Maybe I should get some colored vegetable into my lunch. Or if I see somebody with a bag coming from one of the fast food places, I enjoy that smell of the French fries and I think, time for me to get over there now. So it's interesting how what you eat is sort of determined by who you hang around with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what research continues to tell us, is that, you know, the eating habits of our social group directly affect the way we eat. And so, you know, food is such a social thing, whether we're going to a birthday party or we're having Thanksgiving with friends and family. Food is always present. We need it for fuel. But it's a chance for us to kind of pause and think about, okay, well, the people we're hanging around, how do they influence me? And how do I influence those around me? And so it's just a chance to kind of pause and think about that. And so, you know, the good news is that if you're hanging out with health conscious friends and family, chances are that you are subconsciously taking on those healthy habits as well.
And of course, it really starts to kind of with your family. As you're growing up around the dinner table, what your family prepares is what you eat. And that sort of sets your stage for how you determine what you think is healthy eating or how you should eat in portions and things like that. So really, it starts with the family and it sort of is imprinted as you get younger. But then peers kind of have influence along the way, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you hit it right on the head. You know, you start off with a foundation that your family exposes you to, different colors of fruit and foods in general, and then it kind of grows from there. And we know that our peers have a really strong influence on us and in all types of behavior, and food is no different.
So what does the health department do to kind of influence as maybe one of our social partners in a sense like this?
Yeah, well, I mean, we do a variety of things. So for instance, we work with school districts to make sure that schools are offering a variety of fruits and vegetables and colored objects, and a lot of food service staff at the schools are making sure that that's a part of daily food and offerings for kids for them to choose. And really what this all comes down to is having the choice. You know, if you're, for instance, one of the projects we've been working on, and this really goes back to a social issue as well, is corner stores. And so we've been all over Lorain County working with a variety of corner stores, making sure that they are, or helping them, I guess, have fresh fruits and vegetables or canned fruits and vegetables, just that they're there and accessible for people. And so that's one of the ways that we've been making sure that we as a health district are working with the community to provide a variety of foods for people to choose.
And something else that might come into play is preparation of those foods. For example, I've never been one to eat cauliflower or parsnips or turnips, but if you cut those things up and bake them with a little olive oil or butter, they're terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're probably smiling because that's one of like my most requested dishes at the health district is, Katie, can you make those roasted vegetables again? And so that's simply what I do. I just cut up whatever's in my fridge and throw it in a baking dish, drizzle a little olive oil, or you could use coconut oil on top, salt and pepper, or whatever spices you have on hand, and toss it in the oven at 400 degrees for, you know, 30 minutes or so. So it's really simple. And so I think that that's really what this is all about, is making it easy for yourself and for those around you to incorporate different foods.
That's good. We want to talk a little bit about diabetes this month, too. people are sometimes pre-diabetic. You hear people that have diabetes, and it seems to be growing, the number of people being diagnosed with this. Or at least that's maybe the perception I get talking with a lot of people related to preventing or dealing with diabetes. What's the health department doing at this point to kind of get the word out about that?
Well, there are a couple of things that you can do if you find out that or if you're at risk for diabetes and want to take some steps to get that in control. And you can talk to your healthcare provider, which is one way, about how you can prevent diabetes. There is actually a program here in the county. It's the YMCA Diabetes Prevention Program. And it is a very successful program. It actually prevents diabetes and reduces the risk by over 58%. So that's great. And these classes are taking place across the county in small group settings. And it's a year-long program. It helps you create some long-lasting changes around healthy eating, active living, how you handle the challenges of holidays and some of these different social norms that we just kind of were talking about. And to sign up for this program, you can call 440-574-0580 and get enrolled there, too, if you want to try to prevent diabetes.
What are some of the risk factors, or how can we determine that maybe we're sort of heading in that direction?
Well, there's five questions, and we can do this right now. If you're in the car, you can just kind of think to yourself if you would answer yes or no to these questions or jot this down on a little piece of paper. But the questions to determine if you are at risk for prediabetes are: one, does your mom, dad, brother, or sister have type 2 diabetes? Are you 45 years old or over? Are you overweight? Did you have diabetes while pregnant? And do you have African American, Hispanic, Latino, American Indian, Asian American, or Pacific Islander heritage? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you may be at risk for diabetes. And that would be when you would want to speak with your healthcare provider or contact this diabetes prevention program to get some help.
Of course, once you get diagnosed or you think that maybe there's a predisposition. Craig, I'm doing the pronunciation for the spelling bee. I got to get my act together for tomorrow. There might be obviously things to do. I would assume we talked before about what we eat that impacts that too, but I suppose exercise is also a key to helping hold this off.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. There are two things that you really can do to try to prevent diabetes would be to eat healthy. So just what we just talked about and adding those fruits and vegetables to your diet, thinking about whole grains, limiting your sugar intake, and then the physical activity piece is equally important. So do what you can. You know, maybe it's a 10-minute walk daily. Maybe it's going to a local gym. You know, it's whatever you have within your means. There are so many things that you can do to just get your body moving. And so that eating healthy, active living is a very important piece of preventing diabetes.
Marissa Wehner and Katie Bevins from the Health Department here with us this morning. Let's talk about maybe some wellness checks, immunizations, things like that you kind of have on a regular basis. What's anything in particular coming up or we can talk about?
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that's really exciting in March, we're kind of continuing this topic of diabetes. And so at our adult wellness checks, we are covering the topic of diabetes. And so you can meet with a public health nurse and ask questions specific to pre-diabetes or diabetes as a whole and how to prevent that. And they can work with you. And then kind of looking ahead to the adult wellness checks for the rest of the spring, you know, each month we do a different topic. And so in April, we're talking about actually falls prevention. And then in May, adults will have a chance to come into these wellness sessions and have their blood drawn to find out a little bit more about what their overall health is. And that is a really low-cost option for those people. So if you're interested in any of those, you can call 440-567-4120. And I should have mentioned that program's for people who are 55 and older.
Okay. And, of course, for any age, immunizations are important, too. So you've got always clinics for that, for people who need to get up on their shots, so to speak. And let's talk, I guess, the other thing, just how have things been going now that you're kind of the health department for the entire county? You've got people from Elyria, Lorain, Avon Lake, all of those people using the services that you have?
Yeah, so we merged, like we've talked about before, back in January 1st. It became official, and so it's been going really well, and we've had a really great opportunity to get to know people who live and work in these new communities as well. So that's been really exciting, and I think that next time we're here with you guys in a few more weeks, we'll be able to share some new clinic sites for immunizations with you in some of these new communities.
Any chance, Katie, we can go into a grocery store and get a monk plant?
I'm not sure, in Lorain County.
I'm all about the monk thing now. I'm just fascinated by this. It comes from southern China.
You want me to
read? It's green. It hangs from a tree, and you can use some of it to sweeten whatever you want. I've never seen a monk plant, that is.
Well, you don't need the plant. You can probably buy the fruit as well. And we'll see what kind of plants as we get to the Miller Nature Preserve, what they have over there as well. But it's interesting that a lot of these things come from Asia as well, because they have a lot of different types of foods that we never see, and health issues or things that they deal with that sometimes have taken a while for us in the Western world to kind of embrace a little bit. If people want to find out more about what you got going on at the health department, where's a good place to check that out and maybe take part of your walks or any of those things, too?
Yeah. Visit our website at LorainCountyHealth.com or give us a call, 440-322-6367, and we'd be happy to share about a lot of great things going on.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Marissa Wiener and also Katie Bevan, the health educators for the Lorain County General Health District.